Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 26, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Left atrial appendage occlusion using a novel system, preclinical evaluation, and first-in-human experience. This study evaluated the safety and performance of the novel Zenith left atrial appendage occlusion system through preclinical canine models and a prospective first-in-human experience. The research successfully established the system's safety and effectiveness for occluding the left atrial appendage. This represents a significant advancement, offering a new percutaneous option for stroke prevention in patients with atrial fibrillation who are intolerant to long-term oral anticoagulation. The Zenith system aims to overcome limitations of current devices like device-related thrombus and peri-device leak. Article number 2. Impact of valve frame height on PCI outcomes after TAVR. This multicenter registry study evaluated the impact of bioprosthetic aortic valve type on long-term clinical outcomes for patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention following transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Researchers utilized data from the REVIVALPCI registry across 21 European centers. The findings provide crucial clarity regarding the challenges of coronary access after transcatheter aortic valve replacement, particularly with tall-framed valves. This research has significant clinical implications for informing valve selection during transcatheter aortic valve replacement to optimize future coronary revascularization strategies. Article number 3. Tricuspid valve transcatheter edge-to-edge repair in patients with cardiac implantable electronic devices, insights from EuroTR. This real-world cohort study, derived from the EuroTR registry, evaluated procedural and clinical outcomes of tricuspid valve transcatheter edge-to-edge repair in 851 patients with cardiac implantable electronic device leads. The research, conducted across 26 centers, characterized the previously unclear long-term outcomes in this specific patient population. The study established the safety and effectiveness of tricuspid valve transcatheter edge-to-edge repair, even with the presence of transvalvular device leads. These findings significantly broadened the applicability of this minimally invasive treatment for severe tricuspid regurgitation in patients with complex cardiac histories. Article number 4. Transcatheter tricuspid valve replacement and CLEF after tricuspid TTR. This study described the techniques and outcomes for patients undergoing transcatheter tricuspid valve replacement after prior tricuspid transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. The research elucidated advanced electrosurgical techniques, such as CLEF, that facilitate successful transcatheter tricuspid valve replacement in these complex cases. This paper establishes the feasibility and provides important procedural guidance for patients with severe tricuspid regurgitation who do not achieve optimal results from initial edge-to-edge repair. These findings represent a significant contribution to the evolving treatment landscape for advanced tricuspid valve disease. Article number 5. Comparative outcomes of intracardiac versus transesophageal echocardiographic guidance for left atrial appendage occlusion, insights from EMERGE LAA post-approval study. This study compared outcomes of left atrial appendage occlusion procedures guided by intracardiac echocardiography versus transesophageal echocardiography, or a combination of both, utilizing data from the EMERGE-LAA post-approval study. Researchers analyzed patients with Amulet implants from the National Cardiovascular Data Registry, Left Atrial Appendage Occlusion Registry. The findings provide critical comparative data on the efficacy and safety of different echocardiographic guidance modalities for these procedures. This research offers valuable clinical guidance for optimizing imaging strategies during left atrial appendage occlusion to enhance procedural outcomes in patient care. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.